40 Days of Words, Avoiding Anger, James 1, verses 19 to 20 out of the Amplified says, "Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, that standard of behavior which he requires from us." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Anger is not new. It's been around since Cain and Abel. And yet, it seems our society is becoming more easily angered about more and more things. Politics has become vitriolic, divisive, and even hateful. Road rage is another common symptom. But for the church, for those of us who are trying to be followers of Jesus, James's words are essential for our church health and cohesiveness. In James's period of history, the church was under attack. Then it was the Jews who disliked, putting it mildly, those who followed the teachings of Jesus. Thus, divisions in the church would weaken their testimony and their ability to stand together despite the attempts by the Jews to squash this new movement. Fast forward to today, and you'll see similar storm clouds brewing. Christianity, which the founders of America held in high esteem, is no longer held in high esteem by many. As our society becomes more pagan, the pressures mount on churches in several ways. And so James's words, given to him by the Holy Spirit, are vital for our churches today. We must be quick to listen, careful in what we say, and slow to anger. We are entering a time of increased spiritual battle, and we need to be one in Christ. My prayer, Lord, help me to listen more, speak thoughtful words, and avoid being angry with my Christian brothers and sisters. You are the head of the church, and we need to live our faith and live with each other in a pleasing way to you. Amen.